Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift idea for your teen, tween, spouse, or self? Tune in today.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep, somehow our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Happy Friday, everyone, and thanks for tuning in today. I guess officially we are on the countdown to Christmas for everyone now. I have definitely been decorated in my home a little bit earlier this year just to enjoy it all. And I feel like sometimes some seasons just require a little bit of extra glitter. And so that was this year. I just needed the extra lights extra early. And I'm not sure if you're feeling that one or not, but good luck decorating if you have not commenced yet. So I thought today would be a fun little episode with regards to a few holiday wish list items for myself and my kids and a little bit of some gift guides here. It's also going to be outlined in my emailer. If you are not already on that one, then go on over to my Instagram at mom.sweat.sanity and sign up on Linktree to receive my weekly emailers. This week, as I said, tomorrow you will be getting the holiday gift guide. Well, today now, as you're listening, actually, it will come out on Friday, the holiday gift guide. And if you miss it, then I will send it your way. So today, I thought I would go through a few of my things, as well as a few of the things that are on our kids' wish lists. Our kids range from two girls, 12 and 14, to our son, who is 15 going on 16. Can't believe that one. So today I will start with a few of my must-haves in terms of my health and fitness. And one of my new things that I am loving, like absolutely loving, is LMNT. I'm not sure if you've tried this electrolyte replenisher. It is fantastic. They have so many different flavors, but if you are looking to fuel your workouts or fuel your body from the heat, all the things, LMNT is amazing. These are also great for the post late night out, maybe too much to consume in terms of alcohol, things like that. This is a great way to replenish all of those stores. There are actually a few new flavors that they have out that you're apparently supposed to enjoy warm. I have not tried those ones yet, but they have some like chocolate one, hot chocolate, I believe, things like that. So definitely interested in trying those ones. So I also want to say that most things I'm listing are just things that I absolutely love. I will make note if I do receive any kickback on them, but most I do not. These are just things that if you are looking for ideas for stocking stuffers or gifts for your loved ones, these are just suggestions. So, second that I use daily and I have used for years is Keon powdered aminos. These are fantastic for pre or post workouts, especially strength, but I also use them daily. Amino acids, our body obviously uses and makes certain amino acids, essential amino acids, but
these are not all found within regular stores in our body. So the Keon aminos are an amazing source for your body to fuel yourself in terms of replenishment as well. And when you replenish your body, especially after physical activity, this is where you will benefit from the biggest gains. So next up on my health and fitness list is an infrared sauna. If you're looking for something on another price point that is definitely a bigger gift, our infrared sauna has been sticking around with us for, I'm going to say, like at least, probably about 12 years. Same one, have never had to have it serviced. It is fantastic. And I have talked about infrared saunas before, so if you're not sure of all of their benefits, then go check them out. Infrared sauna, high on my list, and maybe a dog collar for barking should be on there too, because you can hear him in the background. Okay, next item on the list would be a regular sauna. You can get them these days that are either electric based or wood burning. We have an electric based from Nootka Saunas, and it is a barrel sauna, and we are absolutely loving it. We have this outdoors. It can be obviously used year round. It literally heats up in like 10 to 15 minutes. I'd say probably 15. It is amazing, and they are not big. You can fit this in a very small space, and it fits for us. Anyways, we have a smaller infrared sauna, so this regular sauna actually can seat a few more people within it, and it is great for those hot cold plunges. We also have a pool that is not heated in the winter time, so we're using that for our cold plunge. We also have an outdoor shower, and I just converted one of those Bell and Country troughs, veggie troughs, into a cold plunge as well. So if you can't tell already, we are big into health and fitness and recovery over here as well. And so we are loading up on all of the things. Next, if you want to level up your workout in the gym or your walk, the easiest way to do this is by throwing on a weighted vest. And I have linked the one that I have in my emailer. I love a weighted vest. I think that it is the easiest way to add just power to your workouts in the gym, and again, or on a walk. Adding weight to your body in this format definitely burns the calories and ups the sweat really quickly. And you can also change the plates within this vest so that it alternates the weight within it. So I have, I think, my vest, I think, holds up to 25 pounds, and they're just these tiny little like metal inserts that you add into it, and they go within the fabric so you don't feel them at all. And I think daily I use more like I think my vest is 15 pounds and I could up that. So yeah, super easy and love it. This specific vest that I suggest conforms to your body, so you're able to jump with it, walk with it, and it doesn't like shift about like some do. And those ones drove me crazy. They are expensive, so you may as well go for the better one that is going to fit your body great and not bug you when you're working out. Okay, the next one is the Garmin InReach. If you are an outdoor fan, enthusiast, backcountry trail runner, hiker, all the things, and you go off the grid, then this sat phone is amazing and a must. And then staying in the Garmin theme, I wear my Garmin Fenix every day, like day and night. I have a great watch tan, and I have sworn by Garmin for years now. So if you have an athlete in the family or someone that just likes to track their steps without using the Apple Watch, it has so many functions far beyond that. And my specific watch actually also is solar, so it helps charge within the sunshine. So next up is Noon, and I am an ambassador for Noon. Team Noon is a great product, and it is a hydrating product. They have different things, so sports, hydration, caffeinated vitamins, and I personally love the Kona Cola as well as the mango orange, and drop a tablet of Noon every so often into my water to make sure that I get that extra bit of hydration, but also that I am drinking my water. And sometimes I find water just gets boring. So it is a great way to change up your flavor and make sure you are hydrating all day long. So Noon. And next up for when I am training, currently I am in my training cycle for my upcoming 70.3 Ironman, and I am all about Grupo. Grupo is a fantastic nutrition. I personally like to drink my fluids, drink my nutrition, and so Grupo is great for that. You can actually customize your bag down to how much you sweat, how much sodium you need, the caffeine, the flavor, how much flavor, all the things. So Grupo is wonderful. I do believe they were associated with Infinite, which is in the States, but now Grupo, I think it was, took over Canada. But anyways, I order Grupo and love Grupo. Lastly, on my fitness and health page, I have Built bars. Built, I do have a code for you. Brittany, A, BRITTANYA, will get you, I believe it's 10% off of your orders. Built bars are something that even my kids love. My kids are actually obsessed with the Built puffs, and there are so many different flavors. I like the peppermint here at Christmas time. Otherwise, I love a coconut puff. They are high protein, low sugar, and fairly low calories. So literally the kids think they're eating a chocolate bar with 17 grams of protein in it. It is a win-win for everyone. So that is all for health and fitness. Next, I am going to give you a little bit of my must-have list. Okay, first I'm going to start with my Lumen. My Lumen, I actually do get a code. I have a code for you, Mom Sweat Sanity, and it gives you $50 off. Lumen is a great way just to track your metabolism by breath. It tells you when to do it, basically like when you wake up, after food, after exercise, before bed, things like this. And so then you start to develop a plan from it, and you can start to then dial in your nutrition based upon your own body and different times of the day. So again, for Lumen, if you want $50 off, use code MOMSWEATSANITY. Next up, for a great little stocking stuffer or for one of your girlfriends in your life, my makeup eraser. Makeup eraser is a fantastic one. Literally, it's like a washcloth that takes everything off your skin. I love it, especially for the residual of my eye makeup. Next, if you want to splurge, the Dyson. I love my Dyson hair dryer. I had one for years and then it broke, and then went to a different hair dryer and very quickly ended up having to purchase the Dyson again. There is just no other hair dryer that literally gets your hair as dry and leaves it as smooth as the Dyson, in my opinion. Next up, the Stanley. I mean, who does not need a good Stanley these days? There are so many different options. Color, size, with a straw, without a straw. Seriously, I love my Stanley. It literally makes me drink so much water in a day because it also fits in my cup holder in my car, which is a big thing because I used to be a big Nalgene girl, but the Nalgene doesn't fit in my cup holder. And so I was never drinking the same amount of water as I now do. Okay, I'm going to pop over on my must-have list to a few items for travel. First of all, I'm going to start with my travel makeup bag. I use this all through Europe and now am continuing to every time we travel lately. It folds up into this little cute pouch, but it opens wide into four different segments that you can just hang on like the back of the door anywhere. I love it. It is fantastic. It is upheld so much travel already. Again, that link will be in my emailer, but I have found it on Amazon. Secondly, the hanging shelves. Again, found on Amazon. They compact down so you can have like four whole shelves of storage that just compact, and you tie it tight, put it into your suitcase, and then when you're traveling in and out on short, like I just found it so beneficial when I was somewhere only for one night or two nights and then pull it out. The kids used it too. Everything right in front of you, pack it back up onto the next place. amazing hanging shelves. And lastly, I just had these referred to me and am loving them, the travel hangers. They compact so small, and then when you get to your destination, you pop them open. So many times hotels either don't give you hangers at all or never nearly enough. So these are amazing finds on Amazon. Next, I'm going to pop over to the home office. First of all, I can never go without what I am recording on today, my Yeti mic. Loving it. It is so convenient. I can use it on my desktop surface or on an extended arm that hangs over, which I do when I'm sitting at my computer. I love it, and I find the clarity of it is so amazing and also good in group settings as well. And my second option in my desk is my stand-up desk, again found on Amazon. And I put everything on top of it, and I can raise it super high or sit down on my desk. It's just a nice addition to the countertop and allows me to stand during the day instead of always being sitting. I mean, we all know how good standing and movement is. And literally, if you can just change this one little thing in your daily routine, instead of sitting at your office all day, start standing. Okay, next, I don't like being cold and my hands are always cold. So these are hand warmers. You can find so many different ones of these, but I love the electric rechargeable hand warmers. Literally just plug them into your USB and they are ready to go. You can take them skiing. You can just use them at home. You can throw them in your car. Amazing. Great stocking stuffer idea or small gift idea, especially for those that maybe have Raynaud's and just are always cold. I don't know. I love them. Great idea. Next, I'm going on to the UGG. There are so many different UGGs these days, and these roll over into my teenager's closets that actually I'm now wearing at the moment, so don't tell them, but they are like UGG slippers, but they're for outdoors. Again, linked in my emailer. Love them. So comfortable. You can't go wrong with a pair of Uggs, and they always keep on changing, so the fashion is somehow acceptable. And lastly, I'm going to go with a good book. Who doesn't like a good book? I loved the Winter series by Ellen Hildebrand. If you want to get into three different books that are just kind of that whimsical romance, kind of taking you to the cabin vibes for the holidays, then this was a great one that I really enjoyed. So that's enough for me. Hope you enjoyed those ones. Again, get on my emailer. All of them are linked for you. And next up, I'm going to just go through a few things that my kids sent me on their wish list, and I hope that this helps you out. Okay, let me preface this kids' wish list, because does anyone else have the issues of kids, like, you know, just expecting the world? I think that there are definitely a lot of expectations, and they see a lot in terms of, you know, social media and what other kids have, what other people have, associating themselves as, you know, many adults and all these things, and their expectations sometimes are totally out of line. But some things, okay, I get it. Other things, like, holy shit. So I am going through some wish lists here. I will start with the 14-year-old teenage girl. Let's just say, girls, I mean, so much more organized than said son. This one, 14, put together a PowerPoint presentation for us, listing everything out, including links if we need them, and so on and so on. And you know what? I'm here for it. It makes things so much easier. We're able to also forward it on to extended family looking for ideas and such as well. So I do absolutely give her credit, and her PowerPoint skills are on point. So she began her wish list with a MacBook computer. And to be honest, this is something that is more than just a wish list. It's a bit of a need at this point. So appreciate it that it's on her Christmas list and that she's not just asking for it randomly, because obviously that's not happening. So Mac, things Apple, things like that, all good. She likes the new AirPod Maxes, you know, the big things that go over the ear opposed to the AirPods. So either and or are great ideas, and extremely different price points between the two. She has asked for the Super Puff tote bag
from Aritzia, another Aritzia item. They're selling North Face this year, and she has asked for the North Face Puffy. Our son, almost 16, 15 and a half, he has asked for the North Face Puffy Vest. More on the Aritzia front, I mean, our 12-year-old daughter, as well as 14, has asked for Aritzia gift cards. I think that you can't really go wrong with things from Aritzia for this age group and up, honestly, but definitely this age group, especially because they have so many things in stock right now that are crop and crops in. Back to the 14-year-old, she likes the denim from Aritzia as well, so she has a few things on there. She also is requesting this TNA Homestretch Henley t-shirt or long sleeve shirt, super cute. I wouldn't mind it. So on to the next, she is looking for, and can I get an amen for this? Because let's throw it back. I owned these, tell me if you did, the Juicy Couture tracksuit, the OG velour with the hoodie and the bling on the butt, juicy track pants. Seriously, these are back. Can you believe it? I so wish so many things in my closet I kept. And now as I am an adult, I am definitely trying to keep more things that maybe obviously come back in style, but also, oh gosh, I just wish I kept so many things for my girls. White Fox is another thing. She is asking for a hoodie, and she asked for something a while ago, White Fox. Anyways, apparently White Fox is a thing. Let's go back to Roller Rabbit era, the pajama sets. Here's where her out-of-lineness comes back into play. She'd love a Dior bathing suit. She's pictured it here in this adorable blue or this beautiful pink. Yeah, so would I. Next up, she's onto the UGG train also. She is looking for the Disquette UGGs. They are a bit of a platform slipper type of vibe, and I think honestly they are a slipper. Our 12-year-old just got these for her birthday, and she wears them as indoor shoes, but our 14-year-old says they're totally outdoor shoes, so you know, to each their own. She was also requesting the Douay Slide from Dior, of course. And back to the extremes, she would love a beautiful pendant bracelet from Tiffany. And let's just put this on to the older females list as well, because I think that this is beautiful for many different gift ideas, but definitely a beautiful sentiment and a higher price tag gift for sure. If you would like to look for some great jewelry that's at a different price point but super affordable, Kendra Scott has some amazing stuff that the kids love. So does our local Melanie Auld. She has beautiful things in multiple different price points. And if you are a local in Vancouver, they also offer piercing on certain days, which is super cool as well. Fragrance-wise, for my beautiful 14-year-old, she is looking for the Gucci Guilty and the Versace Bright Crystal. Sephora, you can never go wrong with the tween teen Sephora gift card, because literally they spend all of their money in this store and have more makeup than I could ever dream. And their beautiful, small, young, youthful skin does not require any of it. And yet they know how to do makeup better than I do. Hair-wise, of course, they still have the Dyson wraps and Dyson hair dryers on their list, but also she is looking for the Duet Style 2-in-1 Hot Air Styler. It's like a dryer slash straightener all in one. And last but not least, let's add to her list. She would love to start saving for a car, and may I tell you that her savings is dwindling by the minute with all of her Sephora and Aritzia addictions, and she'd love to go to Stagecoach next year. So, you know, here's our tactic. We have asked her to add up her Christmas wish list and see how much money it requires for her to do all the things and continue living her best life. And I think that there's going to be a bit of a reality hit, but there are some great ideas for you. I'm going to jump over to the 15-year-old boy right now. He is, preparing for 16th birthday, And all he's talking about is cars. Shocking. Cars, cars, cars. But let's go back to Christmas here. Okay. So for Christmas, he would love a skate sharpener. Literally, yes, he obviously is a hockey player. Yes, we live in our local sports shop between sharpening our skates and buying new sticks because they freaking break all the time. If anyone wants to give him or I any form of a sponsorship for hockey, hockey sticks, all the things, but specifically hockey sticks, you know, forever we would be grateful. I am not joking. And skate sharpener, super, super cool item from Sparks. You can buy the specific type of sharpen that you like, the profile. And yeah, it is definitely a pretty penny, but I think long-term savings. So I think it came to like 1500 Canadian, to be honest. And I think we spend $100 a month on skate sharpening. So let's do the math there. So great idea. He's also looking for a chain. He does wear a gold chain and he is looking for a thicker chain. He would also love the Birkenstock clogs. And in my personal opinion, those things are freaking hideous. And sorry if you love them. Well, I mean, you do you. For me, I'm not on that train yet. Watch, tomorrow I'll be wearing them, but no. I'm not on that train, but that's what he would like. He would also, as I mentioned, like those slide-on non-platform, obviously, Uggs. And he would also like Bauer slides, specifically in white. Oh yeah, here, I'm looking at the text thread when I asked him, because his doesn't come in a PowerPoint presentation. I asked him what he would like and he listed the clogs and our 12-year-old goes, ew, not the clogs. So anyways, her and I are on the same page for sure. Let's jump onto the 12-year-old on your wish list. Christmas, she is obsessed with chinchillas, like the live animal. And no, that's not happening. Secondly, actually, I would also like to go back to the animal thought. I mean, if you are into family animals for holidays, we did add our COVID edition dog, Bailey, to our family for Christmas Eve. And it was the perfect timing for this creature to join our lives and brought us so much joy. And it was such a cool gift at around the holiday time. So I'm not opposed to animals, but some people are. Let's go back. So she would love to have Taylor Swift tickets, and apparently the whole world would like to have those too, because I've tried umpteen times and now I'm going to be on the bandwagon of everyone else having to buy those at extremely ridiculous prices on the aftermarket. And thankfully for us, that gift isn't coming till like next fall, because she's not coming to our town until next December. So there's lots of time to start saving for that. But I mean, I can only imagine how many people has Taylor Swift tickets on their list. She would also like Sephora gift cards, silk pajamas, Nike blazers. That's a common one. Converse. She would like white platform, high-rise Converse. She's also on the Roller Rabbit pajama train. And more things for Maritza. Yeah, more things for Maritza, as well as some organization for her room. I cannot even tell you how many times we have purchased her organization items for her room. Her room is a freaking bomb. Like, literally. One out of three of our kids know how to keep their room clean, and the other two are just complete train wrecks. So I'm not wasting my money on organizers. I would much rather buy this away hair mask that she's requesting. So friends, I hope that helped everyone with a few quick ideas. And again, if you want the links on some of these items that I listed on my must-haves and health and fitness, then sign up for my emailer. It's coming out, an easy click. You can sign up for that on my website, brittanderson.com, or on my link tree that's on my Instagram at mom.sweat.sanity. And those come out weekly. This emailer is going to come out tomorrow for Black Friday, today if you're listening, because some of these things are on special. And as I mentioned, most things I do not have affiliation with, just like a great itemized wish list. Lastly, for the man in your life, spouse, husband, partner,
what's on his wish list? Well, I mean, what's not really? He could do the whole store over at Tom Ford. And when you want to get real and find a real price point that's actually attainable, then how about G4? There's some great golf items. They have really cool golf shoes, like for men and women. Seriously, our daughter actually plays golf and she is getting a pair of these shoes for Christmas. And do you call them shoes? Cleats? Golf shoes? Golf shoes? Whatever. Anyways, they have great style over there. So if you're a golfer, shout out to G4. Absolutely. And lastly, I am going to say that it's not all about gifts sometimes. And obviously kids want love, want and love the things, don't we all? But it's more about the thought and coming from the heart and who you're giving it to and why. So just think about the person and why you are gifting them something. And usually when you put in the extra thought, it comes from the heart, and that's all that really matters. Also, experiences. It doesn't always need to just be these gifts, these stocking stuffers, these things under the tree that may get lost or tossed aside, or, you know, kids can be disappointed or overwhelmed or overstimulated, all of the things. Experiences. Can you maybe, instead of doing all the gifts this year, forgo that and put it towards a family vacation, or, you know, going out for dinner and then to the Christmas train, or going out somewhere to do instead of to get, because it is in the doing that we make the memories and we form those pathways in all of our brains that the memory is what sticks and what lasts. And the laughter, the stress, all of the moments that come out of those is what has those stories within us for lifetimes. It's not the things. Are you going to remember last year what you got under the tree if it's that pair of Uggs? No, not necessarily. And so, but are you going to remember that time that you drove past this and that person was doing this and the whole family did that and you guys all killed yourself laughing? More likely. So make the memories, big or little. It does not matter. It is just spending the time and really digging into the core memories and like harnessing those relationships and connections. So anyways, that's my wrap up today. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this was all helpful, and happy Friday, everyone.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week.
You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.